With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Colorado is creating a new working group to develop and implement best practices for school safety. It will include representatives from several Colorado departments, as well as local representatives from school districts and law enforcement. The governor held a virtual bill signing ceremony Tuesday to create the working group. Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez helped sponsor it.
Let's get the politicians out of the way and allow the experts to do what they do best by continuing their work through this working group to stretch the dollars and to ensure that our schools are safer.
The legislature approved the school safety working group unanimously. The idea came from a state audit that found different departments were duplicating efforts and potentially wasting resources. Tonight, Aspen Film continues its streaming of the documentary John Lewis, Good Trouble, with a live-streamed panel discussion. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Congressman, freedom rider, and the conscience of Congress. Those are some of the descriptors given to John Lewis by past and present political leaders interviewed as part of the documentary John Lewis, Good Trouble. The film includes archival footage as part of its look back at his life. Erica Alexander is the co-founder of Color Farm Media and one of the film's producers.
Red state legislators and blue state legislators loved him, and there were all sorts of people who wanted to say what the congressman meant to them, and we were so glad to have that kind of groundswell of support.
Tonight's panel discussion is a live conversation with several other freedom riders and the film's director, Don Porter. Information on the film and discussion can be found on Aspen Film's website. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
According to a survey by Colorado Parks and Wildlife, the Gunnison sage grouse population has hit a historic low. Loss of their habitat has led to fewer than 1,600 birds remaining in 2020. Biologists have called on federal and state officials to put an end to livestock raising and housing development on sage grouse habitats in order to prevent the extinction of the rare birds. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.